one more sermon. And first Samuel chapter 3. I guess this will be it. This is Friday night.
Yeah.
So this is it. Whatever me and the Holy Ghost can do in the next little bit. I really need the anointing of the Lord to preach. I want to read beginning with verse number 11. And I hope we can help you.
God bless.
Thank you so much for the offerings. They've been so generous, and the food has been so wonderful, and everything's just great. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Y'all believe me, don't you? I don't know what else to say about it.
Right.
And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day, I will perform against Eli all the things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end."
Oh,
man, that's tough. "For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth." Oh, this is tough. "I will judge his house for the iniquity. I have told him I will judge his house for the iniquity that he knoweth." That's the way God does it. Praise God. Now look, he says, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. I want to preach tonight. I feel like the Lord gave me this little sermon to preach to you. When tolerance takes its toll. Will you lift your hands this way and ask the Lord to anoint me to preach? For so long, and then the toleration will take its toll after a while. Amen. Amen. Do you know that we live in a tolerant society? And do you know that's why our society is so corrupt and so evil and wickedness is out of control? Amen. Because somewhere when it was just small, somewhere when it was just in its infant stage, somewhere when it was just a babe, it was tolerated and put up with and allowed and was not interfered with. Amen. Even though somebody didn't like it, it went on like it was. Amen. And the thing that was only an exception and was tolerated became the norm and the precedent in our country. I'll let you reserve your invitation for next year until the end of this meeting if you'd like. But I'd like to preach a little this night because I've got to live through this night. Amen. We have a terrible problem. Amen. We've got prisons and they're full. Praise God. We've got one man in our country followed a little girl, a young woman, home from church. She lived by herself and he had stalked her. She went into her house from church, independent Pentecostal church, and he was waiting on her when she went in the house. Amen. Y'all stay with me a little while tonight. Amen. He molested her. He took her down into the woods and shot her in the head, killed her, and received 7 years in the penitentiary. Come on now. I want you to help me preach a little bit. Amen. You see, amen, a slap on the hand will never stop murderers. Are you listening to me? Amen. Gouging them in the eye. Amen. And giving them 7 years and probation in 3.5 years. Amen. That's why they get out, amen, of the jailhouse to stalk another criminal. Amen. It's because America is tolerating. No, we don't like it, but we're putting up with it. We don't like it. Amen. But we're allowing it. We don't like it, but we're permitting it. We're not interfering with it. And after a while, our tolerance will take its toll. You know, we've got folks that are trying to make Jesus out like a tolerant for sin. They try to take the grace of God and say, God loves me, but I want you to know God does not love your sin. I want to ask you, how much tolerance does the Son of God? Are you with me tonight? Do you understand what tolerance is? Amen. I think you do. Amen. I believe. How much tolerance does the Son of God have for sin? Oh, He loves people. And I think sometimes folks think they cannot love people, amen, and still be intolerant toward sin. But if you really love me, you will tell me about my sin. You will warn me. Do you know the Bible said, if we warn not the wicked and they sin, their blood will be on their hands. But that's not all it says. It says if we warn not the righteous, if we do not warn the righteous, then their blood will be upon our hands. Amen. Not only do we need to preach to the lost, but we need to preach a message to the righteous. Amen. That we need to stay free from sin. Amen. We need to turn not in its way. We need to look away from sin. We need not tolerate sin in our lives. I need the Holy Ghost to help me. You're preaching. Jesus was a lover of men. He ate with sinners. But He did not sin. And He did not tolerate sin. Are you listening? He did not excuse sin. I must hurry. How long can I have tonight, this last night of celebration? Praise God. You know what He said to the woman that committed adultery and repented? And the Pharisees was accusing her. And He rebuked them and reached down and rolled in the sand and forgave her sins. But then He said this. He said, go and sin no more. He did not give her one day. He did not give her 1 hour. He did not give her 1 minute. He said, stop sinning. There was a young man, favor my voice, Brother Benny. I'd like to preach this message out. Amen. Amen. A young man came to him. Amen. And he fell down at his feet. And he said, Master, amen, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Amen. And he said, you know the commandments. Yes, I know them from my youth. And the Bible said that he loved him. Jesus looked at him. And he loved him. But then after he loved him, he said, one thing thou lackest. Are you listening to me preach? After he loved him, and after he told him, he said, there's only one thing. You mean he'll keep him out of heaven over one thing? That's what the Son of God said. He has no tolerance for sin. Don't you mistake the grace of God for a license to sin. I'm feeling good. Praise God. We're living in a tolerant society. Those children, you've raised children, you know. Children will try you to see what they can get by with. They'll watch you and they'll take one step. I had a cousin that used to go out and drive his mother crazy. He'd go out on the front porch high up the ground and he'd take one step over just to hear her come, don't jump off that porch! But you know, if she'd have been tolerant of that one step, come on up here on the porch, let's have a talk. If she'd have been tolerant of that one step, hey man, it's hard to tell. Hey man, I got a good idea where he'd win next. He'd have took another one, and another one, and another one. Can I tell you, when that child grows up, amen, knowing that you're tolerant, amen. I wish I could preach. I wish I had a voice. There's a little boy out on the job one time. There's a little boy named Junior. I hope nobody here named Junior. Besides the pastor. That little boy, I'd take my lunch and I'd set that lunch in the corner. And I'm going to hurry and get to preaching in a minute. He would steal my lunch. He climbed up in a tree, eating my lunch. His mother hollered at him and hollered, Junior, you come down here. He just sat up there eating my apple. Junior, when Charlie gets home, he's going to kill you. He just kept on eating. Junior, finally he hollered. He was about 8 years old. Oh, shut up, big mouth. You know, that was not the first day that that boy had misbehaved. There was a day when he was just a little guy. I don't know if y'all are getting this or not. That he said one word to see what mama would say. And she probably said something, you do that one more time. But you know, we're a tolerant people. We let them get by again and again and again. But God, amen, is not as tolerant of sin as we are of sin. Are you going to help me preach a little? And I'm going back to Eli. Eli did not restrain his sons, and his tolerance took its toll when he allowed it. He didn't like it, but he put up with it. Praise God. Praise God. Help me preach tonight. I'm going to ask you to lift your hands and help me to pray for me just a minute. Oh, I need to preach a little more. There's something about Eli. He was very tolerant of those two boys. He knew what they were doing, but he was very intolerant of other folks. When he sat upon his chair and he looked down at Hannah, and she was praying and not saying anything and moving her lips, he looked at her and judged her to be a drunkard and said, "How long are you going to be drunk?" And she looked up at him and said, "Oh, thou thinkest I am a daughter of Belial." Now, you see, he judged her as a daughter of Belial, and she was a holiness woman. And then he looked at his sons, who were sons of Belial, according to the word of God, and he did not perceive that they were sons of Belial. I want to ask you tonight, does it make difference what their last name is, whether or not you can tolerate what they're doing? Does it matter? Amen. If it's a grease in your palm or a line in your pocket, I'm telling you, the Bible does not tolerate sin. We need to be careful tonight, amen, that we get a hatred against sin and do not tolerate it in any form. But Eli, stay with me, please. Just let me take my time. I want you to look at Eli's sons. They were profane. They were working in the house of God. Their sin, they would go into the offering, and the law said it was to be cooked where it becomes sort of tender. And then they put those tongs in, and they pull out just what God had gave them. Amen, and take it home. But these two sons, in their greed, they began to take the meat while it was almost raw, or raw. And they would say, "If you do not let us have this, we will take it by force." And no doubt, Eli, amen, got to eat some of them chops. Come on now. Amen. And you reckon that could have had a little effect on the way he looked at sin, the sin of his boys? Amen. I want to preach a little, amen, tonight, when tolerance takes its toll. I want to tell you all across America, amen, our tolerance, amen, has taken its toll in the pews of our churches. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to have to confess. There's been times in my life I have seen a situation. I have seen an attitude. I have seen, amen, a deed. Amen. And Brother Benny, I thought I heard the hiss of a serpent in that. I thought that I detected a rumbling groan of a wolf in that. I thought that I sensed something wrong in that. But in, you forgive me, I asked the Lord to. In my heart I said, amen, maybe I'll let this go on and it'll work out and it'll fix itself. And amen, and maybe I just thought I heard the hiss of the serpent. And, but brother, listen to me. There's been more times than one that I saw when that, amen, tolerance took its toll and it came out and showed its ugly head. And I fell on my knees and I said, "Oh God, forgive me. I thought I heard your warning. I thought I felt the sin." Amen. The breath of sin in that deed. Can I preach to you tonight? Amen. That tolerance will take its toll. You gotta hate me just a little more. Amen. The Bible said that God, amen, is sin. Verse 17 of the second chapter, the Bible said, "The sin of the young men was very great before the Lord." It don't matter how tolerant we become of it. Come on now. Amen. It is still great sin in the eyes of God. Amen. It ain't hard, amen, to live above what the world's doing. It ain't hard to exceed the righteousness of the Pharisee. But brother, we've got, amen, Christ, as our example, who did not sin and did not tolerate sin and told us we did not have to tolerate sin.
God for victory.
Then I might preach if the Lord will help me. Then Eli got the message that these boys were laying with women in the door of the temple. I want you to look what evil, evil in the house of God. Eli is still looking over it. Eli's still looking the other way till he gets a report, amen, from some people, and he calls his boys in. Hey, I'm going to preach to you a little tonight. He calls his boys in, and what he said to them was right, but it wasn't near enough, amen, for the sin that they were committing, amen, to scold them, to reprove them in such a kid glove manner. Hey, I wish you'd help me preach. It's time, brother, that we became intolerant, amen, to sin before sin takes its toll in our lives.
Oh, yes.
He said to them, he proved them gently. You know the old saying, give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight. Oh, give them an inch. You know the old saying. How many knows it's true? Come on now, help this preacher preach a little. How many knows that this is true? Oh, just this one time. But it never is that one time. Amen. If we become tolerant, amen, of that sin one time, it will snowball. Amen. And it begins, amen, to take its toll. Let's look around you tonight. Oh, come on now. Look around you tonight. Amen. Look the other way. But sin's alive. It's breathing. It's a live animal. It's going to grow. And because we're tolerant, that does not mean that it won't take its toll after a while. You gotta stay with me just a few minutes. You know what? God sent a man of God. God sent a man of God. He gave him the word of the Lord. He told Eli, I told your fathers to carry this priesthood. I put you in the ministry. I put you in the lineage. He said, now, amen, you, amen, are honoring your sons above me to make yourselves fat with the cheapest of all the offerings of Israel. Amen. And he put, amen, the judgment of God upon him. And he said, thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation. Oh, church, do we realize tonight, amen, it's up to us, amen, not to tolerate, amen, that thing, that awful monster, amen, that takes people to hell. You can ignore it. Put your head in the sand. Amen. But if it's got the hiss of a serpent, amen, it's going to take you to hell. It's going to take its toll. We must pay. Amen. What happened? The Bible said the ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Phinehas, or of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. There ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, came to Shiloh with his clothes rent, earth upon his head. And when he came, Eli sat up on the seat by the wayside watching, his heart trembling for the ark of God. Oh, and when the men came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. Amen. All the city cried out. Amen. What a turmoil. What an upside down mess. Amen. But just a little while earlier, amen, just a little while earlier, when this ark was brought down in the congregation, the Bible said there was a great shout in the camp. It was such a shout that the Philistines, amen, got afraid. Amen, because they were afraid that God, amen, had come among the people again. And the people saw the symbol, amen, but not the substance. You hear me? They saw the shell, but not the kernel. Amen, they saw what used to be, but not what was. You know why? It wasn't like it used to be. Amen, somebody was too tolerant. Amen, and it took its toll. I'm going to tell you, if you sin, if you allow sin, if you excuse sin, it will take its toll. Oh, they shouted. I'll say this with real reverence. There are folks who walk into services that used to, when they walked in, they had the power of God in their life. People would look at them and say, and just get so encouraged. There's so-and-so, a man of God. You know they're still saying that. But the only problem is, come on now. He still, his character may still incite the people. But inside, the Spirit of God has moved out. You're not helping this preacher tonight. Come on now. Amen. They brought that blessed ark, Brother Benny, down into the camp like days of old. And the people, they got zealous. They got excited. Amen. Come on now. I don't know if you're helping me preach or not. Amen. They got excited. The ark is back. But brother, God, amen, was not, amen, in that symbol anymore. And I tell you, when we tolerate sin, it'll take its toll by the power of God moving out, amen, and leaving us without His presence. When the tolerant life takes its toll on you. They shouted. They're shouting from coast to coast tonight. But there's no substance. Wish I could get a little help tonight. I'm preaching on when tolerance takes its toll. Yes, we have long suffering. Yes, we have mercy. Yes, we have compassion. When you look up the definitions of those terms, and none of those terms means to overlook sin, overlook evil. Oh, help this preacher. Amen. I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Hey, amen. Ichabod. When the God goes, the glory goes. When the glory goes, the goodness goes. We're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. When God moves out of us, amen, Samson shook himself like old times. But the Spirit had departed because he was tolerant. I take a look in the Bible tonight. I see some amazing things. I see the Bible in the book of Exodus say, suffer not a witch to live. And then I read of a king that was anointed going to visit a witch's house, her cave. Let's back up a few books. Now, how was this? Suffer not a witch to live. Do not tolerate a witch to live. I want to tell you something. You're sitting in here tonight. You are tolerating something that's been known on you a long time. You know why Saul ended up back at the witch's indoor cave? Amen. He knocked on the door to heaven and he didn't get an answer. So he went to the door of hell and he got his answer. Are you listening to me preach tonight? I want to ask you something. Amen. Have you tolerated the witch? Amen. Hey, one day, amen, you better be careful. Amen, that toleration will take its toll. And you'll be back down there, amen, doing things that you never thought you'd ever do. Come on now. Amen, the same little story I read of the homosexual. Amen. Don't suffer them. Amen. To live. But all I see over in Gibeah, I see a man bringing his wife home. They made a reconciliation. She played the whore. He went and got her. They made up. They were going to start over. But on his way home, he stopped in among his brethren. Amen. And there, the city was full of what? They were full of homos. They wanted the man out to abuse him according to the Satan in their soul. Amen. People have tolerated those sodomites until now. There was a whole city of them. I want to ask you something. When are you and I going to wake up and realize that the seeds of Corinth are going to grow up and you must reap them? How many's ever heard, "I've just got it to watch the news"? You ever heard that? Have you ever said that? How many's ever heard, "We're just watching Disney videos"? Huh? Anybody ever heard that? Huh? Could this preacher tell you tonight that Walt Disney at midnight turns into a pumpkin? Huh? Y'all not follow me? Oh, yes, you are. You're just not wanting to go. Amen. Oh, and then it's going to be, amen, after, amen, you get run out of all the Disneys, it's going to be, well, they don't do anything but kiss. And then it's going to be, they don't say but one cuss word in this whole show. I wish I could get some help in this whole thing. And then it's going to be, it's not an X, it's an R. You say it'll never happen, don't tell me. Hey, don't tell me. Hey, man, I may have been born at night, but not last night. Come on now. I want to preach to you a little something tonight. If we tolerate, and I want to be serious with you, how God was serious with me when he put this in my heart this week. And I want to tell you, hey, man, a little leaven. Amen. Leaven up the whole lump. It is time that we look at sin. Even though it's a little sin, it's a safe sin. There's no such thing. Come on now. Come on now. How many knows that just a little turns into a whole lot after a while? Come on now. Help this preacher. Amen. It's time we looked in the Bible and read the do not. Do not wear. Do not adorn thyself. And let that mean, amen, just what it says. And leave it off. For a little dab, it will do you in after a while. I wish you'd help me, please. How much sin are you going to allow before it dawns on you? This is bad stuff. Come on now. I intend to preach this out. With you or without you, I'd rather go with you. Praise God. Tolerance. Eli was a fine old gent. But oh, what's this cry in the city? What's this turmoil in the city? I'd say, has Eli gotten the news? Brother Sutherland, his mind flashed back to that first time his boys tried him. That first day they tried him to see what the old man would do. Come on, help this preacher. The first time they brought that meat home and it wasn't cooked like it should have been cooked. And the old man looked at the meat and the boys ate with their head down and a little silent and to see what Dad was going to say about the fact they brought the meat home a little too early. And the whole meal went by, and Dad didn't say one little peep about it. And so they went outside. Did you notice that? Dad didn't say a thing about it. And so the next day, they were a little bolder when they brought it in and set it down. And Dad ate again, and a little bolder, and a little bolder. And then after a while, amen, Eli did not have what it took to stop them wicked boys. I want to tell you, the cry of the city, the ark is lost, the power is gone. It did not start, amen, overnight. It started back when an old priest lost his burden, lost his discernment, lost his vision. Amen. And would not. He could have, but he would not. Amen. He tolerated sin, and it took its toll.
And a priest.
Carry on.
Thank you. I've had mothers come to me over their children. And I beat around the bush all I can till I finally have to come to the point and say their problem, friend, is many years ago you put up with too much.
Well, preacher, I don't agree with it.
Are you putting up with it?
Oh, preacher, I don't see it like that. But what can I do?
All right.
You can do what God told you to.
I don't want somebody ain't listening. Try not to.
Come on.
I'll be gone in a little bit. Lift that head up. Lay your eyes on this old mountain preacher while I finish this sermon. I'm telling you the truth.
Sin will get you. You can overlook it. You can tolerate it. You can put it under the rug. But I want to tell you something. That baby tiger that you think so cuddly and cute, it's going to grow up the more you feed it. I'm going to tell you there's things we do not need to tolerate. We don't have to tolerate it. Amen. The blood will cover it if you repent of it and turn from it.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Make no provision for the flesh. To fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, but brother, he doesn't live in the living room anymore. We put him out in the shed. That's not far enough. Come on. Y'all look so sad. And I'm trying to preach my heart to you. Make some provision. I'm telling you, we cannot walk in the flesh. We'll go to hell walking in the flesh. For the flesh is contrary to the spirit. There is a remedy for the flesh. We cannot tolerate any of it. We must march him out, not to the shed, not to the back room, not into the basement. We're to march him up a hill to an old cross and nail his hide to the cross. We cannot tolerate the flesh reigning in our lives. Give no place. Be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. The devil can come in some mighty peculiar places when we let him. When we let him. When we give place. Amen. Revelations, he said, I know where Satan's seat is. Where is his seat? What have we left? I'm going to tell you, we do not need to tolerate the devil.
Right.
Oh, brother, I want you to pray for me. The devil's been on my shoulder, so that's where his seat is. Make him a chair. What kind you got him on? A recliner? Lazy boy? Rocker? Huh? Y'all look at me like you're mad at me. Smile. You gave him a place. You know when you tolerated the devil to reign in your life? When that came in your life, that anger came in your life, that flesh came in your life, amen, that wrath came in your life. Those are works of the flesh. They are not fruits of the spirit. We must crucify the works of the flesh. We must live under righteousness. We need not tolerate the devil. I have somewhat against thee, because thou sufferest this woman, Jezebel, to teach and seduce said, Lord, I don't really agree with her. But you allowed her.
Yeah.
So I'm holding it against you.
Help.
My goodness.
Do y'all believe that? Do y'all believe that's in the Bible?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Huh? You've done good. You've done this. You've done that. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing for me. Oh, Lord, sometimes we're hoping you'll stop right there. But he don't. He said, thou hast suffered. Thou's allowed. You've given place. You've overlooked it. Right. Amen. You've not agreed with it. But you've allowed it to go on. And now, thou suffers. And I've got somewhat against you. Do you think your doctrine's important? You heard about the preacher said, I try not to preach no doctrine. Whoa. What in the world is he trying to preach? I'm about done. You start smiling now. You know who Jezebel was, don't you? Any of y'all got your children named Jezebel?
No.
Why not? The Bible name. I'll tell you why not. I'll tell you why not. She was an adulterous harlot. She was an idol worshiper. And she was seductive. That's right. I assume that's why she painted her face. I done a little research and somebody said she was up over 50 years old in my books I read.
Oh, more than that,
she may have been older than that. But she relied on her old Maybelline jar. This worked on Ahab. Maybe it'll work on Jehu. But it didn't. He came. He had one thing in mind. That was the fight. The battle for the Lord. Amen. It didn't work on Jehu. Hey, we do not need to allow the seducing lips of Jezebel to lull us to sleep. We cannot just hold our peace and say, oh, we're all going to heaven together anyway. I'm not going with Jezebel, are you? Well, praise God. Come on now. Help me preach a little. Amen. I'm talking about this seductive woman who worshipped idols, who sold her doctrine. It's not the same Jezebel in Revelation, but it's the spirit, amen, of Jezebel. And she seduced like always. I tell you, it's time that we allow nothing to come into our heart but the truth of the gospel.
That's right.
You know, Jehu says, throw her down. You know who threw her down? The eunuch. That paint had no effect on them. Huh? So they pitched her out the window. Huh? You know who's going to pitch her out in this hour? It's going to be those who her seductive ways have no effect on them. Huh? You know why women paint their eyelashes and paint their lips and wear tight clothes and beat their eyes at you? Guys, you know why they do that? Because men love it. That's what they think. And a lot of them do. If it didn't work, they wouldn't try. But it works. And you know how? Hey, man, if you can get them out of your face, you need to get sanctified. Amen. To where that has no draw on you, and it'll keep you out of the hell holes of this world. And when Jezebel comes with her smooth doctrine and gives you a little bill of goods, a little liberal lesson, you'll pitch her out on her head because you're sanctified. Amen. And you know what the truth is, and you will not tolerate false doctrine. When you go to the doctor, if you go and have to go, and they give you some type of medicine that your body is not tolerant to, you know what'll happen? You'll have an adverse effect. You will break out. Your body will reject. Oh, I wish I could get a little shout going here. Praise God. You know what? Amen. You do. When false doctrine comes into your veins and you've got the right thing in you, you ain't going to take it. You can't feed it to me. I'm not tolerant to it. You have to find something else. Amen. Come on now. I'd like to shout this last 5 minutes of this homecoming. You know why they, dear Jesus, help me now. You know, I found out, I'll say this way. I found out that if there's something in my church at home that I want to not be there, I found out if I'll preach on it, it'll leave a lot quicker. Praise God. Huh? Does that make any sense? Huh? I let them get up and say, you preach right on me, and I couldn't say a word. I couldn't say, no, because I really said, yeah. That's my flock. They've got disease. What's the use of me going down to the jailhouse preaching on tithing? I ain't got a job. But you know, that seems to be the way folks want to do. They don't want to rock a boat. They don't want to go against the tide. They want to stay in the mainstream, in the flow. Ah, not me. I want to preach God's Bible. Come on now. If folks have got a problem, I want to find me a verse that'll fit it and preach it. I don't want to be tolerant. When God looks at it as sin, you know what I want to look at it as? Sin. Praise God. Well, anybody got a farewell song? I don't want to get too lighthearted here. I want you to know this preacher means everything he says. I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to help us tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessing God.
When tolerance takes its toll, admit there's things that I've had to go back in my church and say, for a while I said nothing about this, but now I know that it's wrong, and I must tell you, from this point on, I'm going to preach against that. Is that too hard for you? Huh? Is that too hard for you? Come on now. I've got older.
Yeah.
I've seen what sin will do when it's tolerated and takes its toll.
Yeah.
Look out across America tonight. See, if you're going to ride the highway of tolerance, you got to realize it's a toll road. You'll have to pay the price. Stand with me tonight.